After having darshan of Lord Vishnu and getting ordered by him and blessed by him, Daksha begat 10,000 sons, and which are called the Haryashwas, in the womb of his wife Ashikni. They were very gentle and obedient sons, and Daksha ordered these 10,000 Haryashwas to produce children. But before that, they went to perform some austerities near the river Sindhu and the ocean, Narayana Saras Ashram, a pilgrimage place. But they became purified by bathing regularly in a sacred lake, and they wanted to become Paramahamsas. But Daksha prevailed upon them to beget children, so they performed austerities to get the power and wisdom to produce so many children. Narada Muni one day, that famous troublemaker, he upset so many people's plans by humorously interfering with their independence for their ultimate benefit. Narada Muni came to that Narayana Saras pilgrimage Tirtha, and he said, "Listen, sons of Daksha, 10,000 sons, you haven't really seen your children, your only kids, you haven't really seen much of the limits of the earth, but I want to tell you a story. On this earth, there is one kingdom with one man, and there's one woman there, dressed very attractively. It's one man and one woman, a husband and wife, and there's also a hole in that kingdom of one man and one woman, where if someone enters that hole, they don't come out again. And there's an interesting river there. The river flows downstream and upstream. In other words, the river flows in two directions. And he has that king, that husband, has a wonderful palace made of 25 different individual ingredients. And there's a swan there that sings sweetly. And there's a very special object there that is made of sharp razors and thunderbolts. And it automatically turns around and around in a circle. Of course, you inexperienced boys, the Haryashvas, have not seen all these amazing things. So until that, how can you think you're ready to create progeny? Your father, Daksha, is omniscient, but you do not know his real wish for you. So without knowing the real purpose of your father, how can you create children?" These puzzling words of Narada Muni created some intellectual interest in the Haryashvas, and they concluded that all these allegories he was speaking about, they concluded this, that the earth where this kingdom is refers to the personal earth of one's body, the location, the kshetra, the field of one's body, the Deya Kshetra, that this dharmic Kshetra, this human body, is actually a field. And the one male that he was talking about, that one husband and one wife, that male person, that kingdom, or that field of the body, is God, who is a real enjoyer. And that hole in that kingdom refers to the lower planetary systems. Because when one goes to the lower planetary systems, he enters that hole, he never comes back. And the influence by the mode of passion, the conditioned soul's unsteady intelligence is like that. The woman, or the husband, the prostitute, is the conditioned soul who possesses an impure intelligence by which he loses all independence. That river which flows in two ways refers to Maya or nature, which functions in two ways. Everything is created, Srishti Pralaya, creation and destruction. And once submerged in that two-directional river, so now they're saying that this river which goes in two ways is a river of Maya or illusion. But if one crawls up on the banks of the river, they represent knowledge and tapasya, jnana and vairagya. The house is made of 25 elements refers to this cosmic manifestation. And there's one swan there making various sounds. And the swan represents someone who can discriminate between matter and spirit. And its vibrations represent the word of the Shastra. So the swan in this riddle or allegory represents this Paramahamsa swan-like man, who, although living in the material world, is extracting the essence of life, which is service of God, and vibrating the same to others. And that revolving, sharp revolving object is actually the eternal time factor, which is driving all the activities of the mundane world. The Haryashvas understood the Shastras to be the real father. And if one doesn't know the Shastras and the purpose behind the Shastras, he is actually ignorant. By Narada's Shiksha, the Haryashvas became self-realized and accepted Narada as their guru. And then they followed the Mukti path. So he knew that they were eligible. They could possibly attain liberation or mukti because they had been living in a holy place and performing austerities. Narada was thinking, why should these 10,000 boys, the Haryashvas, waste their time in family life, that dark pit of family life? So he discouraged them from following their Daksha's instructions to procreate. Narada then returned to the kingdom and met with Daksha. King Daksha said, guess what? Your 10,000 sons are getting liberated. They don't want to propagate. Daksha was lamented at this loss. Brahma pacified him, and then he begot more sons, 1,000 more, named the Shavalashvas. I think Shava maybe means 1,000. And they also went to perform austerities at that Tirthastan called Narayana Saras, located where the river Sindh meets the ocean. And they became purified. Again, Narada approached them and gave them paramarthic knowledge, spiritual knowledge. He encouraged the Shavalashvas to follow the path of their 10,000 older brothers, Haryashvas. And of course, Narada's mercy doesn't go in vain. 1,000 sons became fully absorbed in practicing spiritual life to become Krishna conscious. And they didn't return either to their father. So Daksha saw many inauspicious signs, and he heard that his second group of sons also became liberated by meeting Narada Muni. So he was pretty angry about that and bereaving over that. So then Narada Muni approached Daksha in an attempt to deliver him from illusion, material life. As soon as Daksha saw Narada, however, he started chastising him. You wear the dress of a saintly person, but you're a fraud. My innocent sons, you taught renunciation. You're shameless, have no karuna. You've done a great injustice. My sons still have an obligation to the demigods and to me to beget children. You have obstructed their progress in Varnashram Dharma. You've committed violence against others while you say you're a Parishad of Vishnu. You're actually defaming God. Don't pose to be a Parishad or an associate of the Lord doing all these abominable activities. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Real devotees of Lord Vishnu are kind and they try to benefit the conditioned souls. But you go around as posing as a devotee and creating angry enmity with people. You seem to think that awakening a sense of renunciation by becoming renounced, one can be detached from this material world. In my opinion, first knowledge must be awakened first. Otherwise, mere changing the dress cannot bring actual renunciation. A king cannot give it all up until he has experienced the truth for himself. So he gave his various arguments. He said, anyone whose mind is changed through the influence of others will not become renounced as those who have a personal experience. I'm a householder. I live with my wife and children and follow the Vedic injunctions. So I'm enjoying life without sinful reactions. But you displease me. I curse you that you have to travel all over the universe. You will not be able to stay anywhere and not have any residence anywhere. You must continually travel. So what are the faults in Daksha's argument? He was saying you have to experience material life and all the miseries, and then you can give up material desires. But it's not true, because material desires are so strong, even though one's suffering in his attempt to fulfill them, still he cannot give them up. Maya is too strong. In spite of suffering at every step, adiatmika, adibhotika, adidaivika, miseries of my own body, miseries of other people and entities, miseries of nature and circumstance, still feeling these, experiencing these, seeing these, that one cannot, well, one still doesn't give up his attempts to foolishly and repeatedly try to eke out some drops of pleasure from this material world and his material senses and body. Only if one gets the blessings in association with a pure devotee like Narada can one's dormant spirit of tyag or renunciation be awakened. Narada Muni graciously accepted the curse of Daksha, although he could have counter-cursed him. Now Narada travels all over the world for the benefit of human society.